Masechet Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, who continue to list the Avot HaTum'ah that are more stringent. Mishnah says, Le'mala min ha-zav zava, more stringent than a zav is a zava, a woman who is a zava. She's more stringent than the man. Shehi metame'a et bo'ala, that in addition to transmitting tum'ah like a zav, she transmits tum'ah to any man who has relations with her, and he becomes an av hatumah. A zav doesn't transmit tumah to a woman who he has relations with. He does transmit tumah through touch, but nothing to do with the relation that he has with her. There's no specific tumah for a woman who has relations with a zav. She just becomes a rishon for touching a zav. Le'mala min hazava metzora. More stringent than a zava is a person with sara'at, with metzora. A metzora transmits tum'ah in every way we discussed, and an additional way as follows. Shehu metameh bebi'ah, that he transmits tum'ah through entry into a house or any other covered area where a person or a item is there at the same time. If a metzora goes into a house or a covered area, and a person or a utensil is there at the same time, they become tameh. So it's greater than a zava and everything else we mentioned, because it doesn't have to touch or lean on or do anything like that or carry. Just by being there at the same time, it transmits tum'ah. It has to actually stop, which we'll mention in a moment. It can't just pass through. The metzora has to stop and be stationary there for a moment, and it transmits tum'ah just by being under the same roof. Le'mala min ha-metzora etzem ke-se'ora. More stringent than a metzora is a bone that's at least the size of a piece of barley that comes from a dead body. Shehu metameh tum'at shiv'ah, that it transmits tum'ah of 7 days to people and to utensils. A metzora, on the other hand, only makes a person or a utensil a rishon, which is tameh, for 1 day. A bone is more stringent than a metzora because it makes a person tameh for 7 days, and a person would need to go through the process of the para aduma. The bone of a corpse transmits tum'ah through contact and through carrying. But on the other hand, it's not more mahmir, it's not stricter in all respects, because a metzora, it transmits tum'ah, like we mentioned, even through being in the same house, when a bone doesn't have the ability to transmit tum'ah through being in the same house. So metzora is stringent, is more stringent than a bone in some regard. What we're saying over here is that in another regard, in terms of the length of the tum'ah, a bone is more stringent. Hamun mikulam hamet shehu metameh be'ohel. More stringent than everything we mentioned is a corpse, that it transmits tum'ah to a person or to a utensil, not only through carrying, not only through touching, but even through ohel, through a tent, through a covering, through being under the same spot as a person or a utensil, under the same roof or a tree or something like that, it transmits it. It's different than the metzora. The metzora, only when the whole body of the metzora is under the same roof as the person, does the person become impure, or the utensil that's there at the same time. When it comes to a met, it doesn't have to be the whole body. Even if part of the body is under the roof, then the person who's there with him becomes impure as well. There are other differences as well between a metzora and a person who is a met and a corpse, that a metzora would only transmit tum'ah if he is stopped, if he's stationed together under the roof with the person. But if a dead body passed through, but if a metzora passed through, it wouldn't transmit tum'ah. A dead body, even if it passed through the ohel and never stopped, it would transmit tum'ah, and that's mashe'enan kulan metame'in. All the other avot ha-tum'ah mentioned previously do not transmit tum'ah in as severe of a manner.